Hello，Hello，Hello！今天每周一例又回来啦，终于又回归每周一例了。好，今天其实会讲到比较多严肃的议题啊，就是因为最近真的有一个人很夯嘛，对不对？那个头上没有头发的那个，对不对？然后新台湾人，现在他也不算新台湾人，但是毕竟他也规划十年了嘛，
第五类台湾人，
第五类，
对，第 五
他
类
现在
台
上
湾，
到第五类，
第五类，
因为最近其实光是什么五队联合声明啊，
对，对。
然后还有一些比如说联盟执行长那边放出来的消息啊，其实蛮多元的啦，
对，
也都感觉都很多条例都蛮有转弯的机会，就是好像蛮好转弯
很
的，
模糊了，
就是很模糊、模棱两可嘛。就
对，
是他要转弯也可以转弯，他可以急刹车也可以急刹车，他要冲也可以冲的那
对，
种条例嘛。所以就是当然就是现在就是请到 Q 嘛，
对，
我们请到戴先生，真的是台湾人的戴先生，然后来跟大家现身说法，讲一下、聊一下说他对此次事件的一个看法。我觉得他自己也没有想到说会烧得这么的火热，
对，
因为老实讲，他早就对他自己的台湾身份已经是完全是认可嘛，因为毕竟他也只有台湾身份嘛。
他觉得我刚刚跟他聊完，觉得也不是说现在才觉得，就是他真的觉得他自己是台湾人。
对啊，他超台的，他真的很台。
对
你
啊，
看到、哦、他刚来台湾的第一年、第二年，他就跟彭俊彦借摩托车，
妈，他就是不会讲中
他
文
就是不
啊，
会讲中文的，
所以你
真
看，还
的。
有网友在那边说什么。无缝也比他更台湾人，那是因为他会讲中文嘛？
对啊，
假如 Q 会讲中文，应该会不会大家声浪更小一点？
一定会更小一点，因为尤其是说，有一个，因为他我们刚刚在跟他聊的那个过程当中，其实他有讲到一个嘛，就是有些人来台湾，比如说混血，比如说他的妈妈是台湾人，或是他爸爸是台湾人，或是说讲到，哎，他来台湾结婚，他也有可能也可以得到台湾的公民，
对。
那他是完全放弃了。最是全世界最好的护照的
对，
地方，然后选择来这个地方，然后被他的朋友自己骂他是笨蛋，他是傻子，为什么要放弃全世界最好的护照，然后而去选择一个就是怎么感觉好像不太起眼的地方的护照，你去接受这个东西？那他自己也讲到这个事情嘛，那他的确是做了这件放弃国籍的事情。那相较于其他人，比如说好，他是来结婚可以拿到台湾的护照，或是他是爸爸妈妈是台湾人，他是混血，那他也可以拿到护照。那这个东西其实跟他来讲，其实我觉得就比较没有那么相同了啦，因为这个东西是完全不一样世界，所以就请到 Q 来现身说法嘛。
对啊，然后大家可能练习一下音听啊，
音听啊，对啊，音听
等
嘛。
我有空再帮大家翻译，等我有空。
好，那我们等一下就直接进入 Q 的访问环节啦。然后当然就是希望大家好不好，五星留言，然后赞助会员，
订阅、
好，
分
订阅一
享，
下，订阅分享一下，
75块、
70块了，
五
好，
百块、700块。
对对对，好，就这样了，好不好？那明天见喽，
好，明天见，拜拜。
拜。哟，欢迎收看。
观众哪看？
差一点点了，没有那么标准哦，但就直接开始嘛，对。但就是因为今天比较特殊啦，对，讨论的东西会稍微严肃一点点。因为最近有一个人真的比较火热一点嘛，对，所以我们要准备一些问题，然后希望说 Q 来帮我们讲一些话。So we prepare some question, so you can answer
Okay.
to the everybody.
Break my silence on what I think about this issue. Yeah, let's do it.
So you are hot right now. Nobody care tournament or 蒋万安。Nobody talk about you,
right?
Local problem. So your case right now very hard. So
Right.
what did you think?
It's very, saddening. It's very disappointing. But I still keep my head up and hope that the league and everyone will support me 100% and get this matter resolved. But I think it's very sad that, the owners and the GMs, want to try to, sabotage or discredit, what I have done for this country and also becoming a naturalized citizen. So, it's very saddening in that, but, I don't think I think the players love the competition, and I don't think that they're the ones who's saying that, it's not fair, it's not fair. that, you know, he's naturalized. So I think it's a greed problem. It's a power problem amongst the owners and the GM. So I just hope that they can, you know, get over it and really continue to support me and my accomplishments and what I've done for Taiwan.
But I heard the other teams, when you contract and of Kings,
right?
But another team's GM can.
Right. So, you know, that's the funny part is that, you know, all of the teams, you know, voted against, you know, having me as a local player, but all of these teams have tried to recruit me and call me and message me, and you know, I've been to their houses, you know, I've met with them several times, but it's like, but now you guys are against, you know, not just me, but everything that I've done for. So, you know, it's bigger than that. It's a human rights issue. It's a respect issue. It's so many issues. So again, these are people who I've broke bread with. I've sat down eating with, I've hung out with them at their homes. So to see them, you know, turn their back on me, it's not surprising. I won't say it's part of the culture. It's more of a human nature type thing, you know. You know, it just needs to be adjusted. And, you know, you just got to really trust in yourself and, you know that not everybody is out for the best for you.
But 因为其实他这个问题啊, 就是真的, 其实蛮尴尬的。 就是说, 当他还是, 我们这样就是讲明白一点, 如果说今天他很有利用价值, 然后大家就是哇，因为他的这个身份，然后我们去网罗他。可是你今天没有网罗到他的时候，好，我们现在要重新定定一个新的规则出来的时候，就是我觉得就变得跟一开始那个原意就本来就是有一些落差了嘛。而且我们之前在 podcast 之前我们就讲过了嘛，这东西其实是一直会被拿出来讨论的，因为一定会有人都说啊，就像 Q 刚刚讲的啊，很多东西都不公平，很多球团 甚至 GM 都会觉得这不公平。可是对球员来讲， 这东西其实我们是很爱竞争的，我们都是一直都同在这种赛场上面。 如果今天Q把我们的能力带到另外一个地方， 就像是2013的那个亚锦赛一样， 他把我们中华队带到另外一个不同的层次上面。 其实我觉得这个是对我们球员来说， 这都是好事嘛。 可是可能对某些球团 甚至是GM 他们可能会觉得啊，这个不公平，不公平，不公平， 这个就是一定都会发生的事情。 所以我们 Q觉得很可惜， 我们也觉得蛮可惜的。 当然我们还是尊重各界的声音啊， 这东西因为每个人都有， 因为像Q一直在讲说， 每个人都要被受尊重嘛。 所以其实一样， 我们还是尊重每个人的声音。 所以这东西就是， 希望这件事情就可以到此为止啊， 就以后不用再继续讲这些有的没有。但这件事情已经确定了吗？ 目前你说确定的话， 因为目前现在我们录影的当下正在开会嘛。
So right now, is the decision have made or not?
I'm not sure. Yeah, you know, I can't really, you know, read the language. I got so many, you know, things going on in my life as far as just trying to stay healthy, you know, personal issues in my life that I just trust that everything will work out in my favor. You know, I got so much support from Fubon fans, from Lioneer fans, from Taichung, Kaohsiung, everybody's really been supporting me. And, you know, their main thing is that, hey, Q, should we boycott? Should we not support P-League? And I'm like, no, that's not the answer, you know, because, you know, the kids need to see, we need to see basketball here, and you guys not buying ticket sales is really not good. So I got a lot of support from just my fans, and the support just doesn't come from me playing basketball. It comes from me and my personality and who I am as a person, because I can be a great basketball player and, you know, be an asshole to the public and just not do community service, not do speeches and stuff like that. So I can really just stay at home and you know, do whatever I want to. But me being out there, being out with fans, they really support me 100%. So I can't really stress out or be worried about it. I just got to trust that the support from the fans, from the league, and you know, the Kings are just going to be there for me 100%. So
so how do you know about this news? Is there anyone like task you or?
Oh, yeah. You know, my, you know, everyone from Taiwan to back to America has been messaging me, trying to figure out what's going on, you know. And it's really a scary feeling because, you know, you have some family members and some friends back in the States who told me 10 years ago, like, that was really stupid that you gave up your U.S. citizenship, you know?
Yeah.
And even some people here, it's like, wait, this guy's a Taiwanese. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What'd you do? Did you get married? I'm like, no. Well, how did you give up? I was like, I gave up my U.S. citizenship to, you know, play for the Taiwan national team. So they're like, oh, you're so stupid. You're so stupid. I was like, no, it's not stupid. Like, I inspired, you know, 25 million people, you know, to believe that, you know, we are strong when we unite, that we can conquer anything. And we did great things, you know, over the past. So I never felt like it was a stupid move. I felt like it was a great move. I love it here. I love the people. But, you know, that kind of like something like came into my head, you know, when I hear this news that I'm back to an import player. And like, I don't have, the big issue is human rights.
Yeah.
I don't have human rights here. Yeah. You know, like which one, if I'm not a Taiwanese, then what am I?
More convenient.
You know what I mean? So that's the saddening thing behind it. And, you know, yeah, like I said, I got messages from everyone.
因为其实 Q 当时真的在规划的时候，也不要说他当时在规划，他第一年来台湾的时候，他那时候告诉我们是，他看到台湾，他觉得是另外一个不一样世界。因为他那时候跟我们讲的时候是，哇塞，就是你晚上可以出门，这在美国基本上很少有地方你可以晚上出门走去 7-Eleven， Now go to 7-Eleven，在美国是基本上很。 很危险的，在某些地区是很危险。可是他说在台湾，在台北，就像晚上可以，我可以很轻松的，然后尤其是黑人，他们走出去的时候，然后是一件很方便的事情。然后再来是每一个人看到他都是，就是张开双臂，然后迎接他，我们是很接受 Q 规划到我们台湾。所以那个在那一阵子，在他刚来台湾的第一年跟第二年，我们在讨论规划的时候。 那个时候我们是一直给他很多很多的拥抱，然后是很接纳他，所以他很愿意来到台湾，而且在这边他的确比在美国有更多的尊重跟人权嘛。就像他之前讲过，他在规划说要放弃他的那个美国籍的时候，他回美国在海关的时候他被刁难到一个翻掉，因为他是台湾人，然后因为他是黑人，所以。 他要回归美国籍的时候，会变得比一般人更困难。所以之前有一个蛮好笑的，就是这不是占种族，不是占什么。之前有一个很好笑，就是为什么 Latino 可以有双重国籍？是因为他是白人嘛？这个是之前提出来一个蛮好笑的一个事情。好，下一题，
。So
some people say that's a good decision, but not a right one for the teams.
Right.
What do you think about
What do you
that?
Mean by that's a good decision? What do you mean by that's a good decision for?
Because it's reasonable for teams like say, hey, Q, you cannot play, you're an import player.
Right,
because
it's so
good.
So who are the some people though? Is it the fans? Is it the players?
Not players.
Fans,
not fan.
I think.
The fans,
yeah.
Okay. Let me explain something to you about, you know, I don't really hear too much about what the fans say, but they're really supporting me. I think the main situation right now is that I made a sacrifice.
Yeah.
And the sacrifice is to give up my citizenship.
Yeah.
So that means I need to have 100% rights to this country that I'm living in everything that I do. When people say, you know, you're a Taiwanese, and then some people say you're a real Taiwanese. So when they add the real to it, that means that you have a responsibility as a Taiwan. I can get married or do something to get a Taiwanese ID. But if you just stay at home, if you're rich, if you just stay at home, you just spend your own money, you just do everything for you, you know, okay, you're Taiwanese. But when you're a real one, that means that you're giving back to Taiwan. You're giving back to the youth. You're giving back to the elderly. You're giving back in sports. You're doing something to bring up Taiwan. And that's the epitome of what I've been doing since I've been here. You know what I mean? Before this issue, you know, I've been giving back and giving back and giving back. I haven't been home to America in like 3 years. So when people see me out and I'm doing stuff for the youth, that's a real Taiwanese. When I walk past a piece of trash or a piece of plastic outside and I pick it up, that's real. When I'm going scuba diving and I'm doing stuff that doesn't benefit me, that's a real person and it's a real Taiwanese. So I think what separates me from other players or other people who get to have a Taiwanese citizenship or become naturalized, you know, is what you do for the community and what you have done. It's your resume. You know what I mean? That's what gets you paid at a certain level. You know, you can be as good as that person. A rookie can come in and be just as good, but he won't get the max salary because he doesn't have a resume. So it's all about what you have done. And again, I've given up a lifetime commitment to be Taiwanese. And these other people who are coming in can just sign their name to be Taiwanese and actually get a chance to choose whether they want to come or go or stay or remain. So I think that's the fine difference.
But you must be learning Chinese first.
Yes. I'm just lazy on that. I'm just really lazy on that.
You've been in Taiwan for 12 years?
12 years, yes. Don't remind me how lazy I am. But I do need to learn. I think it's a huge part. But I promise you that my kids will know Taiwanese and Mandarin. I promise you that. So
I'll make sure
that they learn it.
So, you know, yesterday, the other five teams have published a statement.
Right.
And some people, some fans are arguing about the wording, you know. So I just want to ask you, we are calling you like Taiwanese or like some people used to call you New Taiwanese, right? Right. And right now from the statement, you are like a local import Taiwanese.
Right.
So you feel offended or?
You know what? I'm a black man living in this world and, you know, around this whole world, you know, we are like the number one offended, you know, people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I've seen worse. I've heard worse. I've felt worse, you know, things and problems that's gone on. So, you know, whatever wording that they want to use, you know, is fine with me. I just want equal opportunity, to work, to live, to, you know, to do everything that I want to do. So so whatever word that they put with it, you know, I just want it to be equal for everybody, you know what I mean, at the end of the day. So this is a really, like I said, a human rights situation. And I think that all the local players need to be fighting for this problem because it's really scary, not just for me, but obviously for them in the future. And, you know, Wong Ping had to deal with a similar situation. On paper, I'm Taiwanese, but Wong Ping's mom is Taiwanese.
Yeah.
And he had to go through a situation where he had to leave and go play in Hong Kong. You know, how does that make his mother feel? You know, it's a whole respect thing. And I think Kenny Chen from Dreamers, same situation.
Yeah.
It's like, what are we doing? We need to fix the law or fix this situation to where they have blood and they can't even be respected here in Taiwan. So it's like when I hear about that and I don't even have the blood, I just have the paper. It's like, you know, there are other situations and, you know, that people, you know, are really suffering and have to battle with. So it just needs to be, I hope that this sets like a new law and a new term for, you know, how we, you know, treat our citizens as a whole. So I think that's very important. And the other thing is that, again, I plan on having kids in Taiwan, you know, am I going to look at this situation 20 years from now and be like, you know what? Hey, son, hey, daughter, hey, it's probably not a good idea that we play for, you know, play for Taiwan or compete for Taiwan or become a doctor in Taiwan because if shit happens, you know, they're not going to respect you because you don't look like them. You know, even though your mother is Taiwanese, you don't look like them. So this is really a real situation that needs to be addressed and needs to be fixed. So I hope that, you know, we can get this thing right and continue to move on. Because a lot of these fans and a lot of these GMs, they don't understand. They're treating this situation as that we want to win. We want to win.
Yeah.
But they don't think about, guess what? Taiwan basketball is winning. And when Taiwan basketball is winning, as a new professional league, as someone who survived through the pandemic, and we were like the only sports teams playing live basketball, guess what? We all are fucking winning.
Yeah.
Even not about the games. The fans are going to come support. We are all winning. But when we're fighting over little things like this, about a 40-year-old who dedicated his life, his time, surgeries, you know, to inspire a small island to conquer a billion people, that inspiration alone, the GM should just be quiet. They should just be quiet. Fubong, GM, you should be quiet. Pilots GM, you should be quiet. Dreamers GM, you should be quiet. I walked the campaign with you. You should be quiet. Kaohsiung, you should be quiet and be proud that this black Taiwanese guy came all the way 10,000 miles away to be a part of this country, to live in this country, and to fight and inspire your kids, your friends, your family. They can poke their chest out and be like, hey, Remember 2013? Like, we did some amazing things, and we're going to continue to do amazing things in the future. So if I play until I'm 48, then guess what? You guys should all come together and say, hey, pilots, dreamers, kings, Lioneers, Gauchon, hey, we're going to all pay Q's salary, you know, for a lifetime, because he's 48 and he's still out here, you know, fighting for us and inspiring us. So that's the real thing. It's the inspiration that I bring. So that's my thoughts on that. You might have a lot to unpack to translate that, but.
How do you care about exchange students like Omar or Smart?
So in regards to their situation, you know, that's what makes it really interesting, because again, these players have left their country, again, left their situation, again, they didn't have to give up their citizenship, but they still made a sacrifice to come move here. And they spent 4 years. So I don't know what they're studying, if it's technology, if it's medicine, if it's architecture. They still, you know, are being educated in here. And if they don't play basketball, they might develop something that could possibly bring Taiwan up on the totem to, you know, bring success to Taiwan. So that's an investment. By them going to school, and they're actually living here, they're devoting time, they're doing everything. So again, if you allow them to play, that's beautiful, because they're actually giving something back. And again, Taiwan basketball is growing and it's becoming stronger. So, but when you bring in these players and they're looking at Davis and looking at the way that he's being treated right now, do these players want to come?
Who?
Do their parents want to allow them to be a exchange student? Like, you know what I mean? So they're really dropping the ball on this situation, because if they see me being disrespected with the commitment and the success that I've had, you know, what makes them want to come? So I think that they should still be a local player. But again, it's what you bring to the table, what you have done here. So them putting 4 years of college here and then, you know, playing, you know, that's fine. Again, back to the local players, the local Taiwanese players. You guys should be fighting or fighting for me in a situation, because you should be asking the GMs, okay, so if they change the rule to where anybody can just sign extra import players, they need to question the GMs and say, okay, so right now they have 3 import players that they can bring in, right?
Yeah.
I would be the 4th one if they make me import players.
Yeah.
So every team will have 4 guys sitting on the bench, and only 2 can play per game. Yeah. Oh, excuse me, 3. They do that.
Yeah, 3.
And then, but still, you got 4 just in case one get injured. So you local players, you should be stepping up. You should join Amigos. what is it? The
Union.
You guys should join the union and ask these GMs why they fighting over a 40-year-old. You should be asking these GMs if you guys can pay 4 import players that come sit on the bench. How can we get paid more money? That needs to be the real question, because if they allow this to happen with me and Artino and this situation, then not me, I'm the exception. But if they allow this to happen with Artino and they bring in other players that can do this, then guess what's going to end up happening? The local Taiwanese players will be sitting down on the bench, and you're going to have 3 and 4 Americans on the floor playing basketball. And it's just going to be American basketball. You know what I mean? It's going to be American basketball. Then the problem comes in when we have to compete against the international stage. Nobody has experience.
Import league.
Yeah. We have no experience, because everybody was sitting down on the bench and the Americans were playing the whole time while we were supposed to be competing.
That become import league.
Yeah, it's an import league.
Yeah.
That, you know?
Like ABL.
Yeah.
Like ABL.
It becomes an import league, and that's something that we don't want. So, local Taiwanese players, you guys need to be stepping up and fighting for my rights just as much as I'm going to fight for you guys' rights, you know, during the union, making sure that you guys have agents. The other issue right now is that everybody needs to have an agent. All you players, do you have an agent?
No.
A sports agent?
I haven't.
So, when you negotiate your contract with these teams, it's just you?
So, First of all, talk about our team GM.
Yeah.
And then go to union.
Yeah. See, it doesn't need to be like that.
That's him.
You know what I mean? But if you get in trouble outside in public, like you commit a crime or somebody accuse you of committing a crime, what do? You go get a lawyer, right?
Yeah, I get a lawyer.
Same thing. Everybody needs to have an agent because you need to know the rules and you're not going to know the rules. So everybody needs to have an agent and we need to protect these players through the union. I need protection. I'm a Taiwanese citizen. Everybody needs to have an agent and be protected. That's very important.
So do you have agent?
Yes, I do have an agent.
So when this happened, your agent help you to solve this problem?
He did give me some advice. He does know some lawyers. Yeah. But my agent is pretty much there to negotiate, you know, the terms of my contract. You know, whether I get, you know, higher salary, whether I get bonuses, how long I'm going to play for. So different terms like that. But as far as this being this is a really, not a political issue, but this is, like I said, a human rights issue. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I don't think that my agent is capable of, you know, being knowledgeable about this. But we do have lawyers that's with my agency. So I usually talk to them. But yeah, he's definitely, you know, been there for me and really helped me out. So, you know, Mar's been there with me for, been knowing him for like 10 years. So yes, it's been great.
So what if the worst scenario, mm-hmm. if you are counted as an import player right. next season, mm-hmm. so what's your plan?
I don't know yet. But I don't think the Taiwanese fans are going to let that happen. Like I said, it's been an overwhelming support for me. And again, I don't think that these GMs or owners of this team really want to go down that rabbit hole. Because again, a lot of them are calling me saying that, you know, do they want to cancel their season tickets? You know, what should we do? You know, they're attacking Blackie. They're attacking the P-League. I'm like, no. This is not attacking Blackie or attacking P-League situation. You know, this is about, you know, these GMs. So, again, it's the players on the team that have to stick up for me, have to support for me, because they are the ones who will be in the same situation if there's another incident off the court. Yeah. So we have to stick to each other and support each other.
Yeah. So the last one about Artino, about right. the yesterday's statement. Right. So you are the exception, right?
Right.
So what do you think about that rule, about like new naturalized player?
Naturalized player.
I think that they have to... I think that they need... I don't know what this term means, obviously. Yeah. I don't understand it. And I don't think they want you to understand it because they can always change it and adjust it later. You know what I mean? So with that situation, I just believe that you need to play a certain amount of games for the national team. And again, you need to show your worth, you know, before you can, you know, be accepted as a, you know, as a full, like, naturalized player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So again, it takes time. He's gotta play a lot of games. He's gotta, you know, they might not even know if they even want him. You know, it's so funny because when I became naturalized, I don't know if there's news out there about it, but I think Lee Dong and one other team agreed that I should become I don't know who else, but I think that there was a vote. Yeah, I think there was a vote to say that Q can become a naturalized player or just to play on the national team. Yeah. Is it worth it? And I think the vote was like 2-5 or 2-6. You know what I mean? So, I mean, again, and that's just to say, you know, while Artino's playing, give this guy a chance. Give him a chance to prove himself. But as far as playing on the national team, you know, we open arms. We welcome him there. But as far as this P-League, as far as our local team here, we need to keep it safe from too many people joining it. You know, we want to keep it a strong whiskey.
Yeah.
If you keep on adding ice to it from imported ice, it's just going to water it down and then nothing's going to get accomplished.
So like basketball, like CPBO is like 9 years. If you play in Taiwan for 9 years.
Yeah. I don't think it needs to be 9 years, but I think it needs to be at least 3 years.
3 years or 5 years.
Yeah, it don't have to be that long, but you need to have some type of commitment to this country. Again, it's more than basketball. It's more than basketball.
That's union talking about right now.
Yeah. You need to have some type
of commitment. Have you joined the union?
I have not, but I do plan on joining the union because I like this is just a small. I'm just a small piece of many, many problems that need to be solved. You know, with these players. So, you know, to one of the main issues I think needs to be addressed is a salary cap.
Yeah,
that's a huge issue. That's a huge issue. You know why? Because when you have a high salary cap, then only, you just bring all only, the best players to your team.
Yeah, only one team.
So guess what? My phone bill is with who? Taiwan Mobile. Fubon. Yeah. Really? My internet is with who? Taiwan Mobile. Fubon. My car insurance is with Fubon. I shop at Momo. My mortgage for my house is with Fubon. Really? So it's clear that Fubon has a lot of money.
Yeah.
So the next stage is that we're going to get to the salary cap.
Yeah.
So, Zijie, Jet, Duinding, Winston, you know, Joe, all these best players that we have in this league can be spread out throughout the island to keep Taiwan basketball competitive. So all these GMs who are fighting saying that, you know, Davis, you know, doesn't make it competitive because he's as a local, it's like, you know, let's talk about the real issues and stop worrying about a 40-year-old guy, you know, who's playing basketball and, you know, fighting for, you know, this whole country. So that's just one of the issues is that dealing with the salary cap.
So we are good right now. So
we're good? Okay.
Yeah. So anything you want to talk about?
Your main host today.
Main host. So I can just freestyle, huh?
Yeah, freestyle.
I'll just, you know, talk to the fans and let them know. You know, I haven't released an official statement, you know, via Instagram or Facebook or anything like that. But to all the fans, you know, I just appreciate, you know, all the love and support that you guys are showing. I think you guys know the truth about, you know, who I am, you know, as a person, as a dedicated, you know, Taiwanese citizen. Like I said, it's more than basketball. It's about, you know, human rights at the end of the day. So, you know, even life after basketball, you know, I'm going to remember this moment where the people, you know, stood behind me. And, you know, the fans, you guys are the people. You know, it's these owners or these business people who are, you know, all about profit and all about money. So I'm going to remember this day, whether I get into politics or I get into anything. I'm going to remember this day and remember that, you know, put the people first. So this may be a basketball issue. But us playing basketball definitely inspires you guys, whether you guys are in school, whether you guys are working at 7-Eleven, whether you guys are doing, you know, any type of work. We are inspiring you guys to want to work hard, to save your money, to come support us, to just, you know, represent your city. We're definitely an inspiration to all of you guys. So another issue, again, we're dealing with if I become an import player, my salary is definitely cut, you know, by 50%. So, again, this is a work issue, a human rights issue for me to be able to, you know, have a decent job here. And, you know, I'm definitely going to fight for you guys in any situation because, you know, I remember looking at the news and seeing that the minimum wage here was raised like, you know, pennies, pennies on a dollar. So, again, this is another issue that we know that rent is going up. The house of living is going up here. But, you know, you the fans or you the people, you know, haven't received the increase in your work. So, again, back to basketball, they want to bring in more import players and hire all these different extra import players to become naturalized. Okay, so if you guys got money, then guess what? You know, we got some good players who are putting in hard work, who are going through injuries. You know, pay these local players more money because, you know, they definitely deserve it. And improve our facilities, improve our basketball courts, or bring in more trainers to make sure that we are having the best of everything in Taiwan. Like when I go visit Japan, when I go visit Korea, they have like the top best facilities, you know, for sports. And the great thing about sports is that it brings all of us together. It brings all of us together, old, young, rich, poor, you know, whatever you believe in, just to come support and be competitive. And that competitiveness spills over into the tech industry. It spills over into art. It spills over into architecture. You know, you start seeing our country thrive when we have sports, you know, and it's just a beautiful thing. So continue to support basketball, continue to support sports, continue to support me. And I'm going to be sure to, you know, speak up for you guys on different issues, because I don't really care about money. I'm not rich. My family's not rich. So I'm going to do what's right first before I accept money from different teams to do the wrong thing. So keep having me in your heart. Keep having me in your mind. And we're going to fight through this together. Thank you.
好吧，虽然说前面很沉重啊，就是稍微有一些比较严肃的东西，那但还是很希望说 Q 可以一直不断的为我们台湾付出嘛。不管是我们当然希望他打到50岁嘛，很多人都说去年他应该一年就差不多了，没有，他现在身体越来越健康，他应该希望可以打到50岁。Hey, play to 50, OK, OK.
If I can do it, and it's an inspiration to
so we have more 10 years.
Hey, so there's two things. If I can play until I'm 50,
yep.
Either you're doing something wrong because you're letting this 50-year-old kick your ass.
Hey, it's okay.
You know what I mean? No, no, it's not okay. You need to be kicking my ass.
No. Maybe I can play to the 40.
Yeah, maybe you can. But here's the thing. I think that a lot of professional athletes, they don't retire because they can't play anymore.
Yeah.
They retire because a young guy can't kick their butt.
Yeah.
And get them up out of there.
Yeah.
So as long as Amigo's still kicking butt, as long as DJ is still one of the best guards, why does he need to retire?
Yeah.
You need to outrun him, outshoot him, outsmart him to where he's like, oh shit, I can't keep up with these young guys. You know what I mean? And then that makes
Are you heard of young guys?
You know what I mean?
Are you heard of young fellas?
Yeah. You got to go out there and make these guys get the respect, and then they pass the torch.
Yeah.
They pass the torch.You know what I mean? So that's what it's all about. You know, Kobe didn't retire because he couldn't play anymore. He retired because he's a step slower.
Yeah.
You know, he's just not, you know, where he used to be. So if I'm playing till I'm 40, it's good for me. But to you big guys, you know, it's an embarrassment to you guys. So I encourage you to never say, I want to be like Davis. Is that you want to be better than Davis.
Come on, young fellas.
I want to be better
than
DJ.
Kick him ass.
I want to be
Come on,
better
young
than
fellas.
Ding. I want to be better than Winston. You know, I want to be better than Jin Hao.
Yeah.
Never strive to be like somebody. You want to be better than them. And when you're better, the next generation needs to be better and better and better. And then guess what? We become what? Number one.
We become number one. For sure.
That's what
for
we
sure.
want.
So, share and...Pushing like,
yeah.
Subscribe.
Click on that like button if you enjoyed, and if you want to see more videos with me and the infamous Xiao Li, click that like button.
Okay.
If you have any questions, any comments,
anything you want
to see in the future topics, let us know. But make sure you click that like button. Peace.
Peace. 下期见.